Okay, Nikita, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, Nick. good afternoon, everyone, or good evening. Thank you so much for coming out today on the Zoom. The exact time is 4:09, and I'm calling to order the September 8th Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission hearing. Present today are Sharon Cayley, Kristen, is Kristen with us? I don't see her.
She's not here, I don't see her.
And Helen Pillsbury and myself, Nikita Burns, and staff member Nicholas Amada. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 amendment, and extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2023. We are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to deliberations of the District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. The hearing is being recorded. All further conversations between commissioners should be audible to the public in accordance in attendance until the hearing has adjourned. Are there any media or elected officials present? If so, state your name and title and affiliation. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. And so the first items on the agenda are for design review, application 230110 for 16 Cummings Road, and the proposed work is to replace vinyl windows and siding in kind. Are there any recusals from any of the commission members? Hearing none, I'll once again remind the public to hold comment, and I'll hand it over to the applicant to present.
Okay, Marcos, are you here, Marcos, or representative for 16 Cummings Road?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Marcos. So Marcos, go ahead and talk about what you're doing on the project here. I'm going to go ahead and show your photos that you provided with your application, and then talk about the email that we exchanged about what's underneath this the existing siding. So go ahead.
All right. We're going to do it like a stand job on replacement the existing vinyl sign and with the same material. But when we start open section the wall, we figure out we have another layer underneath. I believe that is the first layer when the house was built years ago. So what is basically what's nothing gonna be removed on that layer except the vinyl sign.
Great. Thanks so much, Marcos. All right. So commissioners, I'll turn it back to you for questions and comments. Traditionally speaking, as we know, vinyl siding is not allowed in the district in accordance with the rules. However, there may be some debate here as to whether or not this building is a contributing building. The building permit that I was able to locate indicates that the building was constructed in 1940. Could I think technically be classified as mid-century modern? It's unclear. There are very few details that are left or that are original to the structure. I'll also note that part of the facade does have a brick on it. And Marcos, were you planning on covering the brick in vinyl siding, or were you planning on keeping that exposed?
Well, so far it's going to be exposed.
Great, that's helpful. Okay. Commissioners, if you can see the photo here, you can see that underneath the vinyl siding, it does appear to be what's either wood or it could possibly be asbestos siding. It's difficult to tell based on these photos and the amount of paint that's on them, but it does still exist and it does appear to be original to the structure.
Yep.
So Nikita, commissioners, I'll hand it over to you for questions and comments.
Let me if we see the other picture, just the whole, the entirety of the structure.
So here's the rear. And then here's the side. So you can see, and then here's the front of the building.
So where is the brick? I'm sorry to jump in.
great question, Helen. So the brick is actually right here. And if you look very closely, it's painted white, but it is brick. And I can bring it up on Google Street View.
You know, I guess I would just like to propose the question of whether the property owner has considered or would consider removing the vinyl siding and restoring the original facade. The original cladding material.
Marcos, did you want to answer that?
Can you give me the answer again?
I said I wondered if I'm asking if you either have considered or would consider removing the vinyl siding and restoring the original cladding material that is still there below.
Well, it's really, I can't tell you if is it possible to restore because you don't know how bad it's going to be or how good it's going to be when I remove the existing vinyl sign on the front. But the agreement with the new owner for this house is only replace the existing sign.
Thank you. I guess, Nick, I have a question for you, which is, if we were to consider allowing the vinyl siding, are there different styles of vinyl siding that would, are there possibly styles that somewhat like replicate what the original looked like more than what's currently there? Or is that kind of not really a realistic thing to ask?
So there is. And, you know, as we've discussed previously in previous hearings, that there are a number of different styles that we can select from in terms of the siding. The question is, and I'll go back to this photo that I asked Marcos to take for us, is the siding, and maybe Marcos could answer it, the original siding, it looks like, let me get my drawing tool out here.
It looked like a shingle sign.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right. So it looks like, I can't tell, let me get this drawing tool here. I can't tell, it's not letting me draw. All right, let me get to a new one. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Gives us more time to study the the building.
So it looks like this might be a seam. So it looks like it may have been like a small shingle wood, which could certainly be replicated in siding. In fact, I know this for a fact because my parents have it in suburbia. So they have that simulated almost like a cedar shaped style shingle. So that is possible to answer your question, Helen.
Thank you.
The other consideration I had, Helen, about restoration to the original material is it's likely to be not only lead paint, but as Nick might have mentioned earlier, asbestos, which brings in a whole issue of hazardous materials and removal. I'm inclined more to a good quality vinyl that replicates the shingle style. I know we've approved something like that on Com Ave in the 1900 next to the the temple on Com Ave.
Like around 1840.
So. Yeah. And we did have to take a look at the sample, but in the end, I think we approved it. It was acceptable. So let me, can we leave this for a moment and go on to the windows?
Yes.
And would the replacement windows be the same style as what we see in the photograph?
So this is, Sorry, Marcus, it's probably a question for you, but so you're proposing 1/1 windows, correct?
Yes. What happened with those windows is the same kind of the one we try to replace, but with the new code, with the new energy efficient, is better, you know, so the house is going to save more energy and not lose the heat. So basically is the same vinyl windows, but with up to code.
And commissioners, typically the rule of thumb in preservation is if you don't have a historic photograph of what the original windows looked like, we mm-hmm. should, we talked about this at 3234 Orkney yes. Road. We should keep with the existing configuration. So yeah. Based on the research that I did of this property, I was able to locate these three structures that you see on your screen were all built at the exact same time. The abutting structures are actually significant structures. So these were actually, so these were built significantly before these three were.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, all three of them have been modified significantly. So it's very difficult to tell exactly what the window configuration was. My guess, if it was built around 1940, was that based on the style here, was that they were in fact either 1/1s or mm-hmm. I mean they could have just been 1/1s. I highly doubt they were 6/6s. It's just really hard to say. They could have even been 3-panes, meaning like a mid-century Bauhaus style. So 3 horizontal panes across. It's hard to say though, because we don't have any documentation of it.
Mm-hmm. I assumed that vinyl replacement windows came in all sorts of configurations. So I don't understand why you can't get energy efficient windows that are simply 1-2 panes, one over the other, double hung.
Yeah, that's 1/1. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that not available?
I believe that's what he's applying for.
Okay, I thought his description was somewhat different. And we're focused on the windows facing the street and the ones along the driveway that are visible from the street?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I would think keeping it to the 1/1 would be less intrusive and more in keeping with what is already there than introducing any other design elements.
Okay.
I just wanted,
I was just going to let the record reflect that I did see Kirsten enter the room. So she is here.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Helen.
You know, we've dealt with this question before, but the guidelines call for if original materials aren't used for windows, the guidelines call for aluminum clad or wood replacement window units that meet the standards for replacement. So my question is about allowing vinyl windows.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good question, Helen, and I think the question that you all have to debate is: should we consider this a contributing building? And I think if it is considered contributing, then we should. I think what you're saying is accurate, but if it's not, I don't know. That's a debate for you as a commission.
So you're saying, in other words, kind of the same thing would apply to the windows as to the siding, which under the commission guidelines, vinyl siding is not. Also not allowed, but if we consider this non-contributing, then the whole house is non-contributing. All the materials would fall under the non-contributing, and therefore have a little more leeway in what's permitted.
Right.
You know, my feeling is this really is kind of on the borderline, but it's not the period of you know, I don't know how we call, I don't know if I go so far to call it non-contributing, but it's not the period of concentration of the district, which kind of is up through the 1930s, you know, all the 1920s kind of neoclassical buildings. In the 1930s, we've got some Art Deco and streamline modern. And this really is kind of past that and with less architectural detail. I think if I understood correctly, the proponent would be leaving now sort of talking about the project overall here. The proponent would be leaving the original siding in place under the replacement siding. And, you know, what that does is allow in future, if someone did decide they really want to restore the building, that original material is still there. So I feel like it's, therefore, the potentially allowing the vinyl siding is less disruptive and less long-term, you know, damaging, because the original material is still there. It is possible to get back to that if someone in the future, you know, so chose to take that approach.
Mm. And that could be something that could be written into the actual approval.
I mean, I know that that's what they're proposing anyway, but that they wouldn't get the last minute decide to change and pull those. I mean, obviously, if that's potentially asbestos, leaving it in place is the safest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it anyway, rather than disrupting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we were to allow the siding, I would agree with the style that might more mimic what was really there. And I have to say that we did, you know, we did agree to a vinyl site on 1842 it's 1847 or something. It's an odd number. I voted against that. I'm still opposed to that, but I see a big difference into that to me was a very contributing, like Queen Anne style house, the late 1800s, early 1900s.
That's true.
Really is, you know, on that cusp of being non-contributing. And to me, that would be important to be notated in any potential approval, because I really don't want to see the start setting the precedent of allowing vinyl siding. But, you know, to me, this is a potentially an exception where it would be acceptable, but it would need to be clarified exactly why it's acceptable.
Yeah.
Yep,
I'm with Helen on that. Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing I found in my notes here is that vinyl windows were actually they started using them in the early 1950s.
Really?
So this could be, and the whole concept of vinyl windows came out of post World War II economies in Europe when there was shortage of metal after the war.
Yeah.
So they experimented with different materials, and that's where vinyl came from. Well, guess what? This is just around that time. So it's just so hard to tell. But if we were to allow it, something to consider is that, you know, we would likely have to allow it for these other windows, these other three properties, because it, you know, the same argument would be applicable. But in our approval letter, we could expand on why we were allowing it for this property and these three properties.
And this is just a sidetrack question sort of, but it seems like there's maybe a concrete foundation base that's painted red. And would that just stay the same?
Yes, the foundation stay as it is. I'm not sure if the owner planned to repainting in different color, but so far, that's not included to do any job over the foundation.
Okay. And just know, Marcos, that if they did decide to do that, they would need to apply for that.
Sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So let me ask the other commissioners, where are we as far as the vinyl cladding question? Are we moving towards a qualified approval provided the vinyl cladding is similar to what we approved on 1940 Com Ave, or are we going to urge the owner to see what the state is or the condition of the underneath material.
Actually, I have another question, which maybe is for Nick. Is there any other cladding material that would be cost effective that we could recommend to the home property owner?
So the
besides
other
vinyl, besides vinyl side.
The only other that I can think of are composite materials, right? Uh-huh. So composite materials are a little bit more advanced than vinyl. They're a little bit more durable, but I don't know the cost difference. But it would be another cost effective material that could be used potentially. Both vinyl and composite materials do have the ability to replicate to certain degrees of success the natural grains of wood, but I don't know how necessary that would be. I don't know. So there is the option of composite also. Mm-hmm. And that's that hardy plank board. I don't know if you've seen it. Mm-hmm. A lot of times folks that have constructed those, the patios for restaurants that are on the streets, lot of times they are constructed of composite. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to wood, but it's not wood. And I think some of the older composite materials have shown to kind of degrade poorly. But some of the newer stuff have promise, but they haven't been time tested. So there's that possibility. But I've been kind of keeping an eye out in some of the neighborhoods when I see composite. Some of the old stuff doesn't look very good. But there's some promise to new stuff, but again, it's not time tested.
Okay, so let me see if we can't wrap up the cladding question. This is a design review, so we can make recommendations.
Right.
And we have some reservations, as I agree with you, Nick, I have some reservations about composite because it hasn't been time tested. We know what New England weather does to materials.
And Sharon, if I could just add one little thing about that, composite, because of the weight, it's very possible that you will not be able to maintain the existing materials underneath. Marcos, do you know anything about that?
Well, when you say composite,
hardy plank.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. When you say a composite on vinyl on the sign itself, it's not basically a real composite nowadays. It's more plastic.
Yep.
Than
yep.
composite. Mm-hmm. So it's more. How I can tell you? It's more easy to break during this winter time. For the expansion.
Okay.
So it's not durable as the vinyl. Vinyl, they have some flexibility on heat and cold weather. Mm. So it's more resistant.
Thank you.
Okay, so Nikita, do you have any thoughts on the cladding before we move back to the windows?
With the cladding, honestly, my thought is, I'm kind of big on continuity, and seeing that this is the triplet of the other two next to it, I kind of feel like, why would we, I think that, whatever's underneath right now should be maintained, whatever goes on top, for the future. I don't understand why, I don't think we should necessarily have to replicate whatever's underneath on top. I think that it breaks up the continuity of those three houses because the rest of them are in vinyl, right? And they all look alike to me. And so to have one of them special, I don't see it as necessary because it's non-contributing. I feel like whatever's
there right now
is fine, because according to the bylaws, if it's non-contributing, it's non-contributing. And to me, at that point, it becomes about maintaining just the aesthetic of if it has a twin or a triplet. That's what my thoughts are. It's like, okay, if it's non-contributing, then let's keep it consistent with the other non-contributors. You know what I mean?
I do try to
make it stand out, or, you know, I agree with Helen that we should make sure that we maintain what's underneath that, you know, for the future.
Okay. Right? All right. But so other than
that, I think that it's fine being approved the way it is.
Okay. I like your point about it makes the three houses are clearly built by the same builder at the same time. And they do make a coherent set.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good point. Yeah.
Actually, another point that I think, if we did allow this, I think we should be also documented, is that it's already clad in vinyl siding. We're allowing it to be reclad in kind. So we're not allowing a building that had had shingles to be clad in vinyl. We're like, it's just, it's maintaining or replicating something that an already existing condition. Again, that's like an important factor that we're not allowing a new cladding on something that had a historic material getting overlaid. That fact that it's already there, they're replacing it with what's already there.
Okay. All right. So
did you have anything to add?
No, I agree with what both you and Helen just said. So I would be okay allowing it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And Nick, is it okay if we open it up for public comment?
I think that would be best.
Great. Just give me one sec to get my screen. Let's see. Sorry, I'm switching between a few windows here. Okay. So members of the public will now have the opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Please keep your comment related to the topics under the purview of the commission. Each member of the public will have 1 minute to address their concern. Please state your name and address, followed by your comment. If someone has already spoke to your point, please state your name and address and indicate that you concur with the comment already mentioned. And public comment is now open.
I just said a bunch of things on mute. So it does not look like there are any public comments for this application. So we can go ahead and close the public comment portion of this application.
Okay, so public comment is now closed. We can move on to the voting portion for this application. Is there a motion from a commissioner? If there's no motion, I will make the motion that we approve the application with the provisos that the applicant maintain the underlying siding and keep that intact. Do I have a second to the motion?
I'll
second it.
May I add some?
Sure. Yep. Go ahead, Helen.
Detail to that. It should be notated that the commissioners find the building non-contributing.
Yeah.
That they're replacing kind existing conditions, and that those are the reasons for allowing vinyl siding and vinyl windows.
Yeah.
Do you accept that amendment, Nikita?
Amendment, accept it.
Thank you. And Sharon, do you second that still?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
Excellent. So we'll move on to the roll call. I'll now take the roll call. Sharon?
Aye.
Kirsten?
Yes.
Helen?
Aye.
And Nikita? Aye. Let's see. Application 23011-0 is now approved.
All right, Marco, so you're all set. I'll get you an approval tomorrow morning, okay? Or actually Monday morning, because I'm not here tomorrow, so okay?
All right, thank you very much, everyone that involved here.
Appreciate you being flexible with your time, Marcos.
All right, thank you, Nick.
All right, take care now.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Excellent. All right,
so next, go ahead. Sorry, Nikita, didn't mean to steal your thunder.
Second item on the agenda is application 23 0120 for 63 Quarry Road. And the proposed work is to replace all original metal mid-century encasement windows. Are there any recusals from commission members? Hearing none, I just want to remind the public to please hold your comment until the comment period for the application. And I'll hand it over to the applicant.
All right, Ruth, do you are you going to have the presentation?
I think it would be, just because I kind of structured it when you said a PDF, if you don't mind, I'll just share my screen.
Sure, yeah.
And then
sorry, I have to make you co-host, sorry.
Okay, and then if they have certain questions, maybe if you have images that, you know, let me share my screen and see what happens. Okay. Okay, can you all see?
We can see it, yep.
Okay, great, thank you. So thank you everyone for allowing us to do this, share this with you. This is for Quarry Gardens that is on Quarry Road. This is Quarry Gardens right now. You can see some of the windows and they do have air conditioning things in them. Why we are requesting new windows, the building is basically 50 years old and it has 28 units. The windows are in need of replacing. There's an extreme heat loss in the units that causes the boiler to shut off, and it went off 3 times this winter, which was a real challenge for all the residents and even our senior ones. They're single pane. They have a lot of gaps in the hinges. There's not airtight. They allow for excessive dirt, dust, bugs come in frequently. There's a lack of efficiency in sound quality. You can hear conversations residents have told me living on the sidewalk side, you know, as if it's in their front room. And especially with the development of the Whole Foods area down there, there is going to be a significant increase in traffic noise and debris. We're also asking, with the cost of fuel, if there is any way that the Historical Society here can have any leniency in some of your requirements. I'm not sure, but whatever we can do, we would greatly appreciate. These are some pictures of just some of the front of the building at 63, as well as some of the windows. They're easily broken. You can see some of these, it's just they don't stay shut. In here, you can kind of take a little close up of some of the screens where the gaps are, and some of them are larger than this. A lot of residents don't have hardware for them. And you can just kind of see some of the wear and tear that is there. This is a bedroom window right now on the corners. I can go back to right. It would be timeout. I will have to show you that another one. But this is a corner window, and we would like to be able to change these to 2 instead of 3. For one, the incoming light would be significantly greater. If we could do that, we would lose a lot if we had to stay with 3. It would also be a significant savings for the residents. And I know that this is, you know, considered a Bauhaus structure, but in that defense, I'm hoping that maybe because they really, you know, emphasize holistic design and the marriage of form and function, that and the industrial materials, that maybe we could somehow come to some sort of an agreement here. You can see the bedroom window there. There's one here, but it's here and then on the side. So that shows you the front and the side. And those are really the ones that we would like to be able to go to 2. And there is the double in the living room. And then there's the kitchen and the bathroom that look like this. If I zoom in, is that better?
go for it if you need to. Yeah, you can also expand your presentation to your entire screen. Just click that little green bubble on the top right, top left corner.
Sorry.
Yep, there you go.
Okay. So that is, you know, where it's at. Let me just see. These are some of the product designs from Anderson, who came out and did measurements for us. I can't really speak to all of this. He is on the line, I think, still. Let me just see. Okay, so he had to leave at 4:45 and is going to come back at 5. So he was on for the first 45 minutes, but I just lost him for 15. So I can go back to the images if you want.
Ruth, a couple of questions that I'm just going to kind of stimulate conversation here just for the sake of this presentation. Are there any fit windows that are not visible from the street on this property? From my understanding, the way the building is positioned on the corner of Evans and Corey, all of the windows are visible from the street. Is that correct?
So they're not all visible. This is visible in the front. Mm-hmm. And behind this kind of... shape here has a back that's not visible.
Okay. So I just want the record to reflect that, because there's an opportunity for cost savings there for the folks that have units that are facing the rear of the building. If they're not visible from the street, they are exempt from our review.
Okay. So
we don't have to discuss it right now. That's just some food for thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, so the windows that you're proposing to replace the existing windows, are the mutton bars, which are the grid patterns. We talked about this when we had a phone call. Are those true divided lights, meaning that wood goes all the way through, or are they interior implied, but a bar between the two pieces of glass? Or are they applied on the exterior and can't be moved? Do you know?
So from my understanding is ideally it would be in the center, in between the two panes. And by the way, these would be replaced with double pane windows. So it would be a significant heat savings there. It would be in between the two windows would be ideal. I believe that they can also do on the outside and inside, or maybe just the outside. And that way the inside could be, you know, smooth. I mean, I know they also like, you know, the Bauhaus likes that smooth kind of facade. And I think if it was in the inside, it would maintain that smoothness, but also give the visual aesthetic of the grid. And it would, I believe it also provides more light too.
All right. And what are the materials of the windows?
And here's where I'm going to just have a heart attack that he had to step off for 15 minutes. Okay.
So your existing windows are metal, correct?
They're metal.
Okay. So they would either have to stay metal. They would actually have to stay metal. So that would be the only option there. So
so there's no flexibility to be wooden or composite or any of that.
The guideline, and I'll let the commission speak in a minute. I'm just trying to spur some conversation here, because I want to make sure that we get everything in the open here. The guideline says that you should typically replace like for like. It's my understanding that you know, the more expensive option would be wood, but in this circumstance, the windows aren't wood, so we don't have to worry about that. Okay. So the metal and the composite or whatever, the price, and your guy would probably be able to talk about this, but our commission typically doesn't talk about cost, but we understand that is a factor for property owners. But the cost would probably be very similar. So just so we're in the clear there. And then typically speaking, for the mutton bars, they should be, we understand that having true divided lights are a very cost prohibitive option. Neighborhoods like Beacon Hill do require true divided lights. this commission does not require true divided lights. However, they do require that their interior and exterior are applied with a middle spacer bar. So I just want that to be clear as well.
So, okay. So when you say, so, because there's a few people on from Quarry Gardens. When you say it being divided, could you just repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it's exactly what you described before when you were trying your best to describe the proposed windows, and you were doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
So you were talking about the smoothness of the interior for maintenance purposes.
Yeah.
The requirements of the district require that grid pattern is fastened on the interior and exterior of the window, which means
so there's no give on having it be between the panes.
Well, it's also required in the panes as well.
Oh my God. So it's all the way through.
It's to give the simulation that the divided. But this is up to the commission. So this is, I'm just, again, trying to kind of spur some dialogue here. So that's typically what's requested from. The other option, the other thing I just want to point out to the commission and everyone here is that, you know, you're not required to replace all of your windows at once. As we discussed during our call a couple weeks back, things can be replaced incrementally. So you have one unit that wants to do them all at once. They got an extra paycheck this month. They can do that. They can also replace two windows. So if we look at the front of the photos that you're showing here, maybe they only have enough money to replace two windows, but a couple years down the road, they're going to do the rest of the windows. That's also an option. Our approvals are good for 2 years. And then you can also reapply. But once we decide which windows, if they can be replaced, if they can be replaced, what unit is approvable, then you don't have to come back to this hearing anymore. We would approve it administratively. So I just want to throw that out there just being conversation pieces. So I'll turn it back to you, Ruth, if you want to add anything else, and then we'll turn it over to the commission for them to have a discussion.
Okay. I do want to say that in view of the heating costs and with, just the where we are in expenses of people, when you said about somebody doing it a little bit at a time, that would be a huge expense for individuals, because if you're on a higher floor and they have to bring out a lift and then they have to do it five times, that's a really significant expense for people. I understand that that's not the commission's problem per se, but I do want to put it out there in trying to, advocate for our owners and residents. And I would also like to advocate that I really do feel that if Gropius was alive, he would be okay with the idea that it would look okay from the street and visual, even if it didn't necessarily be on the outside, inside, and middle, So if maybe it was just in the middle so that we could have that smooth, that's all I got to say about.
Could I say something? I'm a owner at 63. When you say the middle, and when you're talking about, what are you talking about? The bar that separates the windows?
In here, pieces, now we are single pane. Well, let me finish this. They're single pane. So this is on the interior and the exterior.
Yes, that's what I meant.
So if they have these new windows would be, does that make sense?
Yeah, I thought before you just said they were only on the exterior.
I'm asking for leniency because it would be down.
Okay. Yes.
And it would be smoother if it was just in between on the exterior and the interior.
Okay. Then I want to also say to the commission, these windows, you really
Deborah, are you presenting? Are you here to present or are you here for a public comment?
Because I'm public comment then.
Okay, let's hold your comments until we have the public comment portion, okay? Thank you. All right. Anything else, Ruth?
Not that I am aware of. I'm sure questions will generate more.
Okay. So let's turn it over to the commission for their questions, comments, concerns, and we can go from there. Commissioners, I'll turn it over to you. I tried to kind of get everything that we want to talk about into the air so we can have a open conversation here. Go ahead.
Can I get some clarification on, as an opening comment, with this building, the windows are the most prominent architectural feature. So, so changing the windows is a major, a major change and a major consideration. My question is, or at least one of them is, this illustration that's like at the bottom of the screen, four different window, are those the windows you're proposing? Are you proposing they would be white? And what material are they?
Okay, so no, not necessarily white. Anderson said they can do, like right now they're red, but I believe they were at one time black. So they could do, exterior one, interior another. Again, I sent him a text saying you're asking questions and, as soon as possible for him to jump back on and he can give more exact, clarification on that. But these are not, these were just image samples, I should say, of the structure.
So you don't actually have a photo or an illustration of the actual windows you're proposing?
That's them right there, next page. So here's the cross, there you are. So this is showing you the cross sections here, Helen. So the main thing that we can use for our analysis here is do you see the frames here? We're looking at these dimensions, right? So if I'm not mistaken, when I was reviewing them, let me just look.
The style would be the same too, as far as casement is concerned. Yep. We're not, looking to change anything like that.
So the dimensions on the side, Helen, they're 3¼ inch, and then they would be the casement window, similar to what you saw on the visual on the previous page, right? So it's basically those, because they're the standard model for, you said they were what brand, Ruth?
Anderson,
yeah. So those are the standard models for Anderson, because Anderson only has a select inventory of windows. So they're those, and then these are the dimensions that we're looking at. They're cross sections, and these are the important components that we'll need to use to determine if they're appropriate for this style of architecture. Does that make sense?
Yes, but it's an illustration, not, it doesn't really let you know what it actually looks like.
Ruth, are these custom or are they just the Anderson standard?
I believe they are Anderson's standard. When he did the measurements, I think, their windows, casement windows fit ours.
So these do not have the exterior mountain. Do I understand that correctly? It's just interior?
They would, frames identical. Let me just pull this up. They would most likely have the exterior. So that's, I guess, part of the question, as a double pane window, do these crossbars have to be both on the exterior and interior? and in between? Could they just be in between because it's visible? You know, it will look like a crossbar. You know, where is that? Where is the leniency? Where is the... You know, could they be on the exterior and interior and that's it? Could they just be on the exterior?
I need a little clarification also. The leniency that you are requesting is to have the Muntin dividers between the two panes of glass. Is that correct?
So right now the, you know, it's single pane. And if we were able to replace them, we would have double pane.
Right.
And then comes into question the crossbars, mm-hmm. the interior things. Can we have just inside alone? Do they have to have inside, exterior, and interior? So like three, you know, so like it would be crossbar, glass, crossbar. Or, you know, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so like three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be inside the house, then in between the windows, and then exterior.
Nick, can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
I mean, our concern is the exterior. So I don't even know if such a thing is made, but you're saying like our guidance require the Muntin to attach both on the inside and the outside. Is there even a window that's made with it just on the outside?
Like, yes.
Does it matter to us if they're on the inside? Because can you tell that they're only on the outside when it's done that way?
So the typical reason why that's requested is that we're looking at the window as a whole. And when you're looking at a window in different lighting, you're going to look for that shadow line. And without all of the components of the window, you're not going to see that shadow line. And you're going, this style of building is all about geometry and precision. And without those proportions, you may or may not get that proper geometry, and it may throw off the balance of the structure. You know, will it be a significant difference? I don't know. You could always do a sample, but I think there's some area for debate there. But I would say, from a technical perspective, from staff, there really isn't any negotiation about the center one in the exterior if the windows were approved for replacement altogether. That's all it.
I mean, the windows are just of this, you know, the windows are such an important feature, and we're already going to change over to something that's not, that can't really replicate the original. And I do understand and appreciate the concern for wanting something more energy efficient and wanting that double pane window. But the windows there now, they have the Muntin bar that is a physical feature that's on the exterior essentially, because it's integral to the window. And I just think you would need to have that to just to, you know, try to replicate, is not even the right word, but still suggest or be in the same design mode as the original windows, that you would need the exterior Muntin, in my view. I also feel like maybe there could be some research on the original color on these windows. They show red now, but every other building, and there's several buildings in the neighborhood that have these casement windows, and every other building, they're black.
Right.
I definitely do think the window should not be white, but because as we were just talking about in the previous case, I guess if we couldn't find documentation, I guess they could be replaced in kind in that kind of rust red, but you know, it seems to be possible, very likely those windows may originally have been black, and there's definitely documentation in the neighborhood of this style of window as being black. Can we talk about your, so can you go Can you clarify about asking to change something about the bedroom that you want it to be? You say you want it to be like two large panes across instead of three panes.
I wasn't
clear on what you're proposing there. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. So this is the current corner windows on the building.
Right.
You know, and it would still keep symmetry and it would still keep balance if it could go to two instead of three. And the reason for that is a significant savings, and it would make up for loss of light.
I don't understand what you mean by making up for loss of light.
Because some of these bars might be a tad, a little thicker or whatever. So it just adds more light to the, it brings the environment, more light into the units.
Right. Yeah, the vertical bars are, significantly.
Commissioners, Eric is here. I believe that's your guy, right, Ruth?
That is. Thank you. So Eric, just to bring you up to date speed, there's discussion about the color of the exterior crossbars. And there's also discussion about whether or not I'm asking if we can have leniency between an exterior cross, an interior, a middle one, and then an interior one. So that's where the discussion I feel is right now. Correct me if I'm wrong. And the last question was, we were talking about the possibilities of changing this three to two. There's a discussion going on right now. It's not, but if there's some specific questions, Eric is the Anderson window guy and I was doing the best I could.
Yeah, let me drill down these questions for Eric so he'll be able to answer them. Eric, can you have exterior and interior applied mutton bars with a middle spacer bar with your product?
Yes, that version is called a full divided light on our product line.
Okay, but it's not a true divided light. It's a full divided light, correct?
Correct. With the double pane, it's virtually non-existent.
Okay, great. So that's been established. So that we have that ability to do that. Eric, what's the material of these windows right now as proposed?
This is wood composite. It's a reclaimed wood fiber with thermal polymers extruded, and that's the window framing.
Okay.
It has a Sherwin-Williams applied acrylic finish.
Okay. Do you have a metal option?
No.
Are there any products in your product line that are a metal option that can kind of mimic this style?
No.
Okay. They
did not make any metal windows. I've been doing this for 5 years. I couldn't name one metal window company that does residential.
Okay. What are the other materials that you have for this window? Is it just the composite? Do you have other materials?
Renewal only offers the wood composite.
Okay. Are these windows customizable to mimic the existing windows, meaning have the same style lights? I know this was part of the conversation that we all had during our phone call together.
On your screen, you've got a couple of different options there. You've got a double casement, triple casement, another style of triple casement, a single casement. And every light that you see, we can do, right now they're one wide and four high or two wide and four high. We can do one up to six and whether that's vertically or horizontally. So anything there we can match like for like.
Okay. Is there any wiggle room in terms of the depth and dimension of the mullions, or I don't even know what they would be called that on this specific window. So these look a little thick on the middle and on the exterior. So they'd be kind of covering the window space a little bit more than the originals. Is there any customization option for your windows to make them thinner?
We have two. We have the 3/4 inch, and then we have, I believe, the 1 1/8.
Okay.
Did I go to this slide?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
It's not going to be on there.
Yeah. All right.
And Eric, I don't know if you've been able to examine this property up close a little bit and kind of get into the one of the units. Is there any space in between the facade, the interior and exterior wall where I'm just trying to kind of come up with some ideas here. Is there any space where you would be able to tuck the window frame in a little bit so that the proportions would line up a little bit better? Or would be able to mimic the existing windows a little better, because again, right now the frames rate are here are significantly larger than the existing windows, and the commission has some concerns about matching the historic profiles of these windows. You know,
yes, I completely understand your concern. I would say that it'd be very difficult to get anything today that's going to be able to mimic that very precisely. We do not have a lot of wiggle room as far as the framing goes. There is a return that leads up to the window. And then with the brick on the exterior, there's not a whole lot we can do. We can make it custom to the 1/16th of an inch and insulate in that area and do whatever you feel is most historically appropriate on the exterior. But that would be the best we could do to maximize all glass of the units.
Okay. All right.
Do you want me to go through here to show you any? I don't know if it would make you see the depth any better.
No, I think Eric okay. answered all of those questions.
Okay. Yeah,
that shelf that's in there, so the sill on the interior, that basically leads right up to the brick. There's no pocket, no anything okay. for us to deal with. If we made the window bigger and slid it up into the brick against that, we're drilling into brick and we don't want to mess with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So right, we're very limited there with these very thin frame single pane. You know, there wasn't much framing back then. Now everything's more energy efficient. It's got to support it. And anybody that has, you know, a quality product wants to make sure that their frame's strong enough to last a really long time.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the other question. There was something about color. What was that one?
Can
the original color?
Oh, right. So we weren't sure what that was. Right now they're kind of reddish on the outside. Ruth mentioned they may be black. But we can do either one of those.
And I'm not so sure that we would even regulate the color of the windows. I'm just trying to verify that in the guidelines here. But I think that's, you know, we can get there. So, all right, commissioners, I think that kind of fielded some of the questions that we would have for the that we were waiting for Eric to answer. So I can turn it back to you.
Okay, I took a look at my own windows, which were replaced before the commission was formed. And I have the Muntin dividers between the two panes of glass. Interiorly, in the inside, it doesn't seem to make any difference at all. Exterior, you can tell that it's a single pane of glass rather than six divided lights. At the very least, I think we need to require that the exterior windows appear to have a true division. And what is the term, the shadow line that you use, Nick? Yeah.
Because that's correct. Yep.
That would be more in keeping with the original design. As far as guessing what Bauhaus would have endorsed, I'd rather not go there. That's anybody's guess. As far as true the full divided lights, I'm less concerned about that for the interior of the units because we are most concerned with the exterior and its appearance. And that's my two cents. I'd like to hear what the other commissioners have to say.
Another question for the proponent. Have you looked at other companies? Have you looked at trying to find windows that would have metal frames? And have you looked at other brands of window?
I think, me personally, I'm going to say no. after conversations with Eric and realizing how difficult everything is with windows in this building, I continued with Eric and Anderson.
I just want to comment on your comment about color, because it's true that like for like cladding, we don't regulate color, but we're dealing here with the fact these are originally metal windows that you're, and if we approve something that's not metal, I don't know that we will, but if we do, I just think white would be wrong to, like, I think that there is a case here for requiring a color, either the existing color or black, because I think that's what all of these windows in this neighborhood would have been. I don't think you would ever find a building that had white.
They will not be white.
We completely agree. Those are just white interior pictures that I created to make visuals better.
When Nick said we didn't regulate color, I just wanted to.
Appreciate that, Helen. Yeah.
That we need to, in this case, have some guideline there. Maybe not an exact restriction, but some guideline that pushes it in the right direction for what would have originally been there.
If I could add one more question about the changing the windows in the bedroom and the kitchen and bathrooms from three panels, if that's the right term, to two panels. That was an effort to bring more light in, or what was the rationale behind that?
It would be more light in an effort to, you know, anything newer today is going to have a larger frame than what exists there. So it was an idea to let in more light, allow for more ventilation, because the middle ones don't open.
Okay.
And obviously reduce how many panels there are for security, and at the same time, reduce cost, really.
Okay.
Only one, if I could just chime in, when you said the kitchen, bathroom, living room, these would not change. This is like for like. The only one that would change would be these bedroom ones. So like here.
Yeah, those are very small units. It would be a lot of glass loss doing a triple there.
Nick, can I ask you about that? Because it really seems like you changed the balance of the building if you change those three across panels to two across. Although I realize the dividers will be wider than what's there now, but it just really, then you'll have two really huge panels across rather than panels across. It just really changes the balance of the proportion of the building and the windows of the
building. Yeah, great comment, Helen. And as I mentioned to Ruth, and we had a conversation, this to me is another concern, because you're essentially changing the architectural, the style of the building by eliminating original architectural features of these windows. So this to me is also concerning, but also something I just wanted to throw out there for everybody to kind of digest and for the commissioners to comment on is, are we open at least, just so Ruth can you know, have some sort of a piece here, are we open to at least allowing the windows to be replaced rather than restored? Not necessarily these windows and as presented, but is the commission open to allowing this conversation to happen in terms of replacing them? We're not discussing any of the layout in that particular comment, but can we talk about what we're feeling on that?
You know, I feel like I do understand the need for the energy efficiency and the preventing the drafts, the air, the noise, all those, I understand that and appreciate that. I just would like to know if there are any windows of this more similar to the original windows that would have a metal frame. I'm just wondering if there's more research that the proponent could do to potentially find a better solution. But I do understand and sympathetic to the need, but again, these are so that they are so much the actual architectural detail of the building,
and yes. Okay.
Nick, I'm in favor of continuing the investigating replacing the windows.
Okay.
We do need to proceed cautiously because of the limitations. This building has not that much room for replacement windows. Any true restoration would be prohibitive. I don't think that we can discourage people from making upgrades and energy efficiency and a few other things. So okay. By all means, let's continue the discussion.
Okay, so it sounds like we're open to this, which is a good thing. So, you know, Ruth can get, you know, maybe 20 minutes of sleep tonight rather than 30. But so it's not a no, is what I'm hearing. Nikita, Kirsten, is that accurate from your perspective?
I'm open to it.
Okay, so now is the topic of, you know, the style of the window and the proposed window that we're probably, based on what everyone is saying, and we still need to get public comment, by the way. I know some folks want to have a say, but it sounds like we may need to do some work on the proposed replacement.
Can I make one comment?
Go for it.
I wouldn't want the commission to get hung up on this, you know, of us being able to move forward if it was because of this going from 3 to 2, you know.
I think also, Ruth, it's the materials too.
Okay. I just wanted you to know that I really appreciate your, you know, time and thoughtfulness on this. And I'm really solution driven.
Okay. Well, you're a teacher. You have to be solution driven. That is true. Right? All right. So commissioners, any other comments before we take public comment? Nikita, I stole your script.
No, it's fine.
By doing that, but you know, no, I'm out here stepping on your toes.
No, I'm still looking at the pictures and I'm digesting. Let me get my script. Let's see.
You know, I don't want to bring something up and then cause a problem for us, but if we're strictly going by aesthetics and what's seen from by people and shadow and everything, air conditioners disrupt that. And so I'm not 100%, like, I understand where you're coming from, but I also wonder, when we're talking about the materials, if there's there's something that is so glaringly disruptive in the symmetry and everything, that would a material be as significant.
Can I just, want to say one comment before I have the other commissioners jump in on that piece. You know, aesthetic is definitely a huge piece of it, right? But it's also preservation, right? It's a historical commission, right? So we're trying our best to make sure that we're maintaining what was there already, right? Because that's the point, right? So I feel like it's not just, we're not just looking at how it looks, that plays a big role in it too, but it's an original, we're making sure we're preserving what was the vision for this area, right? And so I just want to put that out there, and I'll hand it over to the other commissioners to chime in on that.
Yeah, that's a well put, Nikita.
All right, Nikita, you have that script?
I do. Okay, so members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Please keep your comment related to the purview of the commission. Each member of the public will have 1 minute to address their concern. Please state your name and address, followed by your comments. If someone has already spoke to your point, please state your name and address and indicate that you concur with the comment already mentioned. Public comment is now open.
Great. All right. So I want to give Deborah the opportunity to speak if she wants to, because I know she had some stuff to say, and I want to make sure that she has some time for her to say her piece. So Deborah, if you want to speak now, you don't have to, but I just want to make sure that you have that option available. Okay. And you're first.
Thank you. I just wanted to also mention, if anyone wants to come over from the commission and look in my unit at my windows, you can have an invitation. It's, there's also, I worry too, this huge liability issue, because the windows to me are not, you know, safe. I mean, they're, well, I guess you kind of agree that we might be able to move forward with windows, because these current windows are just, you know, if you look on the outside too of the, I don't know if you saw the outside of the pictures, there's a lot of debris falling out from around the windows. And to me, that's, you know, could easily fall on someone's head. I don't know. I mean, it could be making that up. But so to me, I really worry about that. And also the single panes are, you know, just everyone has cracks in their windows. Just doesn't look nice from the inside. From the outside, you probably can't see it, but I have so many cracks. I used to replace the glass and then I just stopped because you just, the single pane just, they just keep break, you know, getting cracks in them. Okay, was I supposed to state my name and where I live? And
we got you. We appreciate your comments, Deborah. Thank you, Deborah. All right, Stanley, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Stanley. I'm one of the residents at 63 Cory. I just wanted to thank the commission for their time. And thank you guys for kind of taking this application. I just wanted to say, I really hope, it sounds like based on the discussion that the hang up is really on the material. And I just hope that you guys can have some leniency there, but I just wanted to thank the commission for their time. Thank you.
Thanks, Stanley, appreciate it. All right, I'm not seeing any other comments here. Does anybody else want to talk before we close the public comment portion of this application? All right, going, last chance. Okay. All right, so the public comment portion of this application is closed. Commissioners, I'll turn it over to you. And again, I'll just say it sounds like we're on the route of allowing an approval, but it's really about the specific windows and their makeup and the ability to match the original configuration. So commissioners, and we can also have the option of continuing this. We don't have to approve or reject it. We can continue it for an exploration of a more appropriate model if that's the case.
Yeah, that's really what I would like to suggest, is asking the proponent to do more research to see if there is any company that would have a metal window or even some other material that the vertical braces are not as prominent.
And Helen, know, to that effect, you know, yeah. If anywhere we were going to get information about Bauhaus outside of Germany, it's here in Massachusetts. So you have the Walter Gropius House mm-hmm. in Lincoln, Massachusetts. Right. You also have Harvard, where there's a number of different buildings that were built in the Bauhaus style. So you have scholars and museum experts and architectural professionals all at your fingertips here in Eastern Massachusetts. So
I have to say, this is sort of a passion of mine. In 2019, for the 100th anniversary of the Bauhaus, I went to Dessau and like went to Bauhaus school and went to the master's houses. And so it is kind of a personal passion of mine, but it is just, you know, as I've already stated before, it is the major architectural feature of this building and these buildings from this era.
Are my fellow commissioners, are you guys ready to make a motion for a vote?
I think I might be, Nikita.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll hand it over to you.
Do I still have time to ask a question, a clarifying question?
Go for it.
When Helen said something about the windows, I'm hearing the material is an issue, but then you said something else that I wasn't quite, I understand this one's off the table, you know, because in my understanding of what everybody's feeling, this one's off the table. So it would be more like this or these. And are these not okay because of the material? Or are they okay with the material? You know,
I'll I'll let this commission speak for themselves.
Okay.
Of course, here I am talking, but I think it's a combination of everything. I think it's the material and it is the actual design of the proposed windows that aren't matching up with the original style. Commissioners, is that accurate?
Yes, it is. And I wouldn't say that we're not approving or denying anything today, but I think we're looking for the proponent to do more research to see if there is something better and more suitable and more similar to the original that can be found and proposed. That's my personal.
Can I ask if you have any recommendations for people for us to speak with?
We can't recommend brands, unfortunately, okay. or contractors because we are a city agency. Contractors
or maybe someone at Harvard that is a designer.
Oh, we have some contacts that we okay. can be in touch with. Yes, and I can provide that to Ruth.
Great, thank you.
You know, the building I used to live in at 97 Strathmore Road, mm-hmm. they actually, I think, this is after I lived there, they have casement windows, and I believe they did a restoration of their windows. Now, you may not be interested in that because I understand you're looking for the efficiency of the double windows, but there are potentially other buildings in the neighborhood that have done restoration that might, you know, might be a source of information for them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any more questions from the applicant?
No.
Okay. So do I have a motion from a commissioner? Sharon, did you want to?
Well, my motions are always rather wordy, but I'd like to make a motion that we...
Sharon, if you'd like, I'm sorry, Sharon, if you'd like, you just do a motion to continue.
That's exactly the word I was going awesome. To say. I wish to make a motion to continue. I'll just make a motion to continue the discussion. I have some thoughts about some of the issues that were raised, but that would completely discourage anybody from making any upgrades. So I'm just going to make a motion to continue the discussion and encourage the unit to put the resources at the disposal of the applicant.
Happy to do that. And I may also call upon Helen to maybe get some of her sources since this is pet project of hers, this style at least. So yeah, that's fine with me. I'm happy to help. That's my job.
Okay, so I made a motion to continue with provisos or just a motion to continue?
Well, can we more specify that we're asking the proponent to research and research if there are other window styles that would potentially be suitable, and if so, then present those to staff for future present future hearing.
That sounds fine.
I second that with the amendment as well. Let's see. So for the vote, for the roll call, Sharon?
Aye.
Helen?
Aye.
Kirsten?
Aye.
And Nikita? Aye. And let's see, application. Sorry, my screens are all jumbled here.
I can stop sharing, right?
Yeah, go ahead, Ruth.
Application 230120 has been approved for provisos.
Continued. Yeah, great. All right, so we're all set here, Ruth. So it's not a no, so this is progress. And I know you have a lot on your plate right now, and I will help you as much as I can, Ruth, to get you some resources and we'll get you some answers, okay? But we'll get this done. I want Deb and Stanley to all understand that we're here to work with you as much as we can, and that we'll come to a solution that everyone's happy with. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
All right. So, do we have that? What happened to my agenda? All right, Nikita. Is there anything else on the
Well, we have the administrative review.
Got it. Okay.
So I always forget if I read the whole entire piece or the application number and the just the address, or if it's all of the actual details on it too. What I always forget this one.
It's okay. We appreciate your help. You're a volunteer. That's what I'm here for. So I would just recommend that you read the application number and then the address. And then you can either vote or deny to approve en masse or approve with provisos or any of that. So just enter the address for the record and then make a motion.
Awesome. Okay. So we move on to administrative review. We have application number 221404 for 203 Chestnut Hill Avenue, application 230070 for 4 Cheswick Road, number 40. Application 41. Total, it's that time of the day.
It's okay.
Application number 230133 for 85 Sutherland Road. And application 230048 for 9 Wallingford Road.
Questions or comments on any of those?
And is this one public? We do a public.
Comment. Yep.
I have no comments. Did anybody else have any?
I'm glad to see that Chiswick Road is installing windows like those previously installed.
Awesome.
No other comments.
All right. And I just want the record to reflect that my friend Mary is here. She's representing 203 Chestnut Hill Avenue. They are wonderful stewards of that former church building. They're just doing some temporary stabilization efforts for an eventual restoration. So everything that she and her group are doing is temporary, but it still warrants an approval for administrative items. So Mary, thank you very much for coming. You didn't need to come, but we're so happy with the treatments that you're using for this building. So
well,
thank you.
I came because when we do the restoration, I realized that anything we do has to be approved.
Yes.
That's why I submitted the initial building assessment and everything. And this is educational for me because I don't think we're doing anything that's going to be a problem. And we're working with people who are familiar with the historical preservation and everything. So, but it was very educational for me to be here.
Good. Well, we're glad you're here. And, we're glad the good work that your group is doing. So.
Excellent. So I'll open it up to public comment. Members of the public will have the opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Please keep your comment related to the topics under the purview of the commission. Each member of the public will have 1 minute to address their concern. Please state your name and address, followed by your comments. Someone else has already spoke to your point. Please state your name and address and indicate that you concur with the comment already mentioned. Public comment is now open.
Great. I'm not seeing any other public comments, so we can go ahead and close that portion of these applications. Yeah.
Excellent. So public comment is now closed. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
I make a motion to approve application 221404, 230070, 230133, and 230048.
I second that motion. I'll take the roll call. Sharon?
Aye.
Kirsten?
Aye.
Helen?
Aye, sorry.
And Nikita, aye. And the applications have been approved en masse.
Great, awesome. So we're all set there. Also, hi, Julie. Nice to see you on camera. next up, we have the ratification of the meeting minutes from July 14th, as well as the August 11th public subcommittee.
Excellent. Let me just see. Sorry, I have to open up the portal again.
Oh, I emailed those to you, Nikita.
Oh, yes, you did. You sent them today.
Yep.
Okay. So this just goes straight to a vote, right?
Yeah.
So is there a motion from a commissioner? If not, I'll make the motion to approve both the, it's the July 14th and August
11th
mm-hmm. meeting minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Excellent. For the roll call, Helen?
I'm sorry, I'm going to abstain because I have to admit that I didn't read them and I can't find them right now on my iPad, so I'll just abstain.
Okay.
Not a problem. Kirsten?
Aye.
And Sharon?
Aye.
And Nikita? Aye. And the meeting minutes have been ratified.
All right, so for staff updates, as if I haven't talked enough today, no updates. We will be offering training for commissioners to use NAC if you're not comfortable using it. It'll be an optional training, which is the commissioner portal, sorry. Is there any interest in anyone here using it, or it's pretty straightforward and
I'm okay with it. When would you be offering it?
We're going to offer it like twice. So okay. There'll be once in the afternoon and once in the evening. I'll send out an email, but there are some folks that are struggling with how to use it. You guys are my superstars, so you're the the outliers, but there are other folks that are struggling
to use it. I hope you brag about us at City Hall.
I do, and that's why I'm keeping you as a district.
So. Good. It's much easier to do this job when we don't have to keep breaking in new commissioners.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah.
Are we off the record yet?
No, we'll have to adjourn. Then we can talk after. Yeah, if you want.
Great.
Okay.
So if there's no.
Real quick. Just a quick a measure to kind of expedite meetings. At the end, and this is because I didn't know, so this isn't your fault, but after there's a second, you can Nikita, you can say all in favor, and if everyone says aye, that's it. If there's no one, if there's one person that says, you know, oppose or nay or whatever, then you would do a roll call. So just a way of kind of moving things forward. But that was my fault. I should have told you that a long time ago, but I listened to the City Hall hearing the other day. Our city council meeting another day, and that's how they did it. So we'll adopt that measure.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. So okay. Motion to adjourn. Sorry.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Look at that.
I've not heard any nays. So we are adjourned.
Okay, let me stop the recording. All right.